would I compare or compete? Comparing is nothing more than believing the story that a past would invent as a future. It's so much simpler to be what I am, as if I could be anything else.
Do your work, then step back. The only path to serenity.
There's a natural balance in things. If you go too far, to one extreme, life kindly brings you back toward the center. What goes up must come down, and what comes down must go up. Up and down are different aspects of the same thing. So are inside and outside. Most people think that the world is outside them. They live life backward, running after security and approval, as if by making enough money or getting enough grades, they could be happy once and for all. But nothing outside us can give us what we're really looking for. I do my work and don't even need to step back from it, because it never belonged to me in the first place. Nothing belongs to me. Everything comes and goes. Serenity is an open door.
Can you coax your mind from its wandering and keep to the original oneness?
When you don't believe your thoughts, what is what you are. There's no separation in it. You're everything. Only the unquestioned mind would believe that you're an I living inside a body. What is the original oneness? Chair, hand, cup, window, sky, before chair, hand, cup, window, sky. You don't need to return to it since you've never left. How could you leave it? Where else is there to go? The center of the universe is wherever you are, and it's everywhere. It's the origin and the end point. The beauty of darkness, the exaltation of nothing. And only the center is real. When you understand that, you realize that even oneness is unnecessary. It's like falling in love with yourself. There's nothing to do, no one to be, no responsibility, no meaning, no suffering, no death. You no longer believe yourself into a separate, distant polarity, where you're identified as a tiny speck making grandiose efforts to prove that something is true. Realizing that you've never left the original oneness means that you were never born and you can never die. What suppleness this realization allows. You're immune to anything the mind would superimpose onto reality. Any disappointment or sorrow. If I lose all my money, good. If I get cancer, good. If my husband leaves me, good. If my husband stays, that's good too. Who wouldn't always say yes to reality if that's what you're in love with? What can happen that I wouldn't welcome with all my heart? I don't know what's best for me, or you, or the world. I don't try to impose my will on you or on anyone else. I don't want to change you or improve you or convert you or help you or heal you. I just welcome things as they come and go. That's true love. The best way of leading people is to let them find their own way. One day, a few years after I first found the work inside me, my sons began to fight in our living room. I was sitting on the couch very close to them. They were two grown men in their 20s, and here they were on the floor wrestling and pummeling each other and yelling, "Mom, Mom, make him stop." All I saw were two men trying to connect, not knowing another way. I sat there just watching them, just loving them. And in that moment, I didn't have the slightest thought of intervening. There was no doing or trickery to it. And suddenly they noticed, and they stopped fighting. I love that they found their own solution. That was the last time they ever fought.
We work with being. but non-being is what we use.
As the mind realizes itself, it stops identifying with its own thoughts. This leaves a lot of open space. A mature mind can entertain any idea. It is never threatened by opposition or conflict because it knows that it can't be hindered. When it has no position to defend or identity to protect, it can go anywhere. There's never anything to lose because there's no thing that exists in the first place. Laughter pours out of it in tears of gratitude from the experience of its own nature. Everything appears to come into me. I watch and witness what comes out of me. I'm the center of everything. I hear opinions and concepts, and because there's no I to identify as, I take it all in as being, and everything that comes out of the experience has been bathed in non-being, has been deleted and put out again. It comes in, it synthesizes, it's deleted, and what goes out is non-being appearing as being. When you realize that you're no one, you're comfortable with everyone, no matter how desperate or depraved they may seem. There is no suffering I can't endure, knowing that it's already resolved, knowing that it's always myself I'm meeting. As we question what we believe, we come to see that we're not who we thought we were. The transformation comes out of the infinite polarity of mind, which we've rarely experienced because the I know mind has been so much in control. And as we inquire, our world changes, because we're working with a projector, mind, and not with what is projected. We lose our entire world, the world as we understood it. And each time we inquire, reality becomes kinder. The part that is doing the questioning is the neutral part of the mind, the center, which can take one polarity of mind to the other. This neutral part offers the confused, stuck, I know polarity, the option to open itself to the polarity of mind that holds the sane, clear, loving answers that make sense to the I know mind. The neutral part doesn't have a motive or desire.